This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Somewhere out there from Wellington, we should have Rob. Are you there?
I am indeed here.
Lyndon's just holding up somewhere. Yes.
By the way, g'day. It's lovely to be here.
I've just turned your mic up, mate. Right, Rob, that was another terrific song, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, lovely.
That's a little bit like getting in touch with my dark and hurt feelings.
No, oh, right.
Don't worry, live, and now I don't care. I can wear a headband with them. And I figured maybe after 10 years I'd see someone else wearing them and go, I did my little bit to make this cool again. But I can report back that along with whistling, I've made zero headway.
For future reference, don't ever get them in the studio at the same time because there's not enough time in the day because they have so many great stories to tell, don't they?
Expanding Horizons.
Good afternoon and welcome to Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. And you were just listening to some clips from when we had Rob and Lyndon on the shows. And I was playing that because Lyndon will be coming in very soon. So that will be great. And we'll be talking to him about what he's been up to. But when I say we,
up
of course, Stu. Stu is there with me and I'm Cole. Yeah. And
and hopefully that sounds a little bit better in your ears now, Cole.
Yeah, it works now. I can hear what's going on. It was, thought something strange was going on.
The headphone button wasn't pushed down.
Oh, right, okay. So it's all good now?
It's all good now. We didn't do our pre-flight checks.
No, that's right. We were too busy banging on about stuff, weren't we?
We were. Off air.
Hey,
I was just going to say there'll be a lot more of that during the show as
I'm sure there will be. Mm. And overcast out there today, isn't it? It's still pretty mild.
Yeah.
Not too bad, hey?
I don't mind an overcast day.
Yeah, you having a good morning?
Yep. Spend some money.
Did you?
That's always good.
Is it? I don't know.
Just added a treadmill to my exercise equipment.
Oh, right. Mm. You got the Les Mills gym thing going on, have you?
Yeah, I'll start selling some memberships.
Membership, yeah. That'll be good. That'll be money earning because people will come for the first week and never come again.
That's right.
Isn't that the normal way that gyms work?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly.
You know, and
I'll be cancelling their membership quick smart.
Yeah, but still taking the money.
Yeah.
And last week we had some good tunes.
As always.
We played the interview with Rory from the Raw Collective,
Collective,
and they will be on the show next week. So next week we'll have them in the studio, and they'll be talking about their tour and talking about some music, and we're playing some more tracks from their new album.
And that'll be good. I think we mentioned it last week. They're a 10-piece, and so we'll squeeze them in.
It'll be squeezy in here, won't it? Yeah,
they all come.
That's right. Yeah, they might just have some jet lag after the big flight down from Wellington. Big flight. Anyway, so if you wanted to listen to that show or any of our other shows, then you can get onto plainsfm.org.nz, look up Expanding Horizons in Programs, and there's a whole load of our shows in there, isn't there? And there's probably an old Lyndon show from last year or something.
There's still a goodly number in there.
Goodly number to keep you entertained, hey? Mm. And on today's show, which is going to be chatting some stuff, aren't we?
Yeah, I think I promoted it as cool cats and world parties.
yeah, that's cool. It's a bit of a link to some of the artists we got on. I'm just going to say, before I do play anything, and we've got a few, as always, female artists that we're going to play today. Last night at the Wonder Bar, it was an all-female Christchurch, Canterbury kind of music gig. Set down, organised by Steph Beck.
Nice.
It was great. Yeah. Had a mum on the door, had the whole family involved, did Steph. It was great. Like, she just had done it up so nicely. And really, $15 for the quality and for the number, fantastic, Steph. So if you're out there listening, Steph, well done.
Yeah, good job.
It was great. And it's good to see some artists that you might not have seen normally doing some fantastic things, hey?
Did she have a hard hat on?
No, she didn't. Oh. No.
Disappointing.
She had a gig head on. Gig head. Anyway, so I'm going to start we're going to start with Alice Phoebe Lowe, and she's doing a cover of Bang Bang. Now, she's got amazing voices, this girl.
Mm.
And, yeah, this is a great song, but she does a really good version.
We need to find out how old she is.
She's not very old, in the video.
No, no.
And then we'll back up with someone who's very old. Older than us, even, if you can imagine that. But anyway, here's Bang Bang by Alice Phoebe Lowe, and you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
Okay. Yeah. This is one you might probably know. I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks, and he wore black and I wore
catch the wind. quality assured and content approved by Lexia.
I'll tell you what, Lexia would like listening.
Did you just play that ID because he's old?
Yeah, that's it.
And Lexia's old.
I didn't say she was, but she is. Anyway, that was Donovan. And can I just say that when I first heard that song way back when I was probably about 18, loved it instantly. It's just a fantastic song, right?
You could probably play that on the guitar. I can imagine you sitting down.
There's not much to it.
Wooing someone.
Wooing someone to catch the wind. Well, maybe the guitar playing until I open my mouth. That would be the end of it. But, a fantastic song. And before that, Alice Phoebe Lou with Bang Bang. You did a bit of research on Alice Phoebe Lou.
Yeah, she looks like she's 12, but she's 28.
Yeah, she does look very young, doesn't she?
She's from South Africa.
Right.
And she used to do some fire dancing to earn money.
Of course she did, right?
And she also...
I bet she went to the school guidance counsellor and said, what can I do? You look like you've got toughened feet. Why don't you get some fire dancing into you?
I don't think she didn't pick up the guitar and stuff till a little bit late, maybe 2012 or something like that. But she realised that was more lucrative than fire dancing.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a big call for fire dancing.
No. The article I read, I'm not sure how accurate it is around that stuff. So I think she actually started playing a bit earlier than
that. Yeah, right.
But, yeah, 28. And
she's got a wicked voice.
Yeah, she's a great voice. Again, picking up some Melanie Safka vibes.
Yeah, you like Melanie Safka,
don't
you?
She's great. I just love her voice, that husky kind of voice.
Yeah.
Does it for me.
Does it. And I was just going to say, the old Donovan, he was the British Bob Dylan, I think. He was, that Sunshine Superman and Hurdy Gurdy Man.
Yeah.
Or Sunshine Superman. Great tracks, right? Mm. And if you look on YouTube, is him doing that with Crystal Gale.
Right.
I think it's Crystal Gale. Yeah, it's fantastic,
it's
right?
It's good.
I just got down a rabbit hole of listening to all that kind of 70s folk in the week. I was listening to, I can't remember her name, long blonde-haired lady who did Big Yellow Taxi. Mm. I can't remember her name off the top of my head. That's fantastic, right? Mm. And I really like that song. And I know the Crown Crows did a cover version of it, but...
It's sometimes funny that you describe them as rabbit holes, but you know you go through those phases of suddenly listening to stuff that you haven't listened to for
revisiting it,
and then you can't get enough of it for a while, and then you get enough of it.
Yeah, you get enough of it. Yeah, I'm in the car last night. I was playing some Frank Turner.
Oh yeah,
I haven't listened to Frank in a while. I mean, he's been doing all those independent shows on YouTube. Mm. You can watch him and his wife banging out. Yeah. Hours worth of songs.
I think he's changed his hair colour back too, which is good.
Yeah, back to that. Yeah, I don't know what he did with that.
No.
Maybe that was a lockdown freak out that he was having or something. But
he's on my Watch Run playlist, so I still hear quite a bit of him.
It's great, eh?
Yeah, and it keeps coming up sometimes as back-to-back Frank Turner, and I'm like, oh, I need something different. You know, but it is good.
Yeah, it is good stuff,
very
eh?
Very good, very, very good.
Hey, I might play another track, hey?
Let's
now,
do it.
This is... Because, what did you call it? The Cats and Worlds or something?
No, Cool Cats and World Parties.
Right, so this is a cat. So this is Cat Clyde.
Right.
And Like a Wave. So it's a bit more of a modern folky kind of thing. But, you know, on a Saturday afternoon or on a Thursday evening, whatever floats your boat, you're sitting back, doing something, listening. This is great stuff, right? Mm. So here we go with Like a Wave by Cat Clyde. And you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
I'm spinning like the undertow, taking you way, way down. My thoughts are colossal, I can see they weigh you down. A dark looking guy, the endless sea, hoping somehow you are sailing back to me. My heart beats subtle. smell is stale smoke, dirty sheets and covers. You sweep across me like a wave, taking me like a rushing river. And I sink down, down, down into the deepest water. Tenderly, heavenly, you will come, you will come. Tenderly, heavenly, you will come, you will come back to me. Like a wave, you wash over me. The sea's always, always, always like.
We're not after your love on Expanding Horizons, but we'll take a like. Check us out on Facebook.
Attract the most balanced insane, and the wild and the reckless take up with the clock and the time, and the mixtures of us and we're still mixing. But never, 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 never could have it been done. If the women hadn't entered into the deal like she came along to me. Of us are blending till I suppose 10 million years from now we'll all be just alike. Same color, same size, working together, and maybe we'll have all of the fascists out of the way by then. Maybe so. But never, 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 never could have it been done. If the women hadn't entered into the deal like she came along to me.
Stu and Cole on Expanding Horizons. We're an eclectic mix.
That's right. It is Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9, and you're with Stu and Cole, and we were just listening to Billy Bragg and Wilco. She Came Along to Me from the Great Mermaid Avenue Sessions. And before that, we had Cat Clyde, Like a Wave.
Enlighten me. So what's the Wilco part for Billy Bragg?
Oh, yeah, so Wilco, the band.
Okay.
Yeah, the band Wilco, so they both played together on it. So some songs Bill does the lead vocal, and some songs...
Oh, he's Bill now.
Bill. Yeah, me and Bill, we're tight. I'll tell you a story about that in a minute. And about, yeah, name drop him. And sometimes Jeff Tweedy did the vocals from Wilco.
I went to school with a guy called Wilco.
Did you?
He was a couple of years older than me, but yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't think it's Jeff Tweedy.
No.
The Billy thing, right? I was thinking about this the other day because I was thinking about the Premier League a bit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of football going on. And so way back before the Premier League started, and I'm going to tell you this is probably the early 90s, right? I was at a gig in Sydney at the Horton Pavilion to see Billy Bragg, right? And Archie Roach was the support act. Archie Roach, great Indigenous Australian singer.
Yep.
Anyway, I was upstairs in the upstairs area, and I didn't realise I was sitting next to the changing room.
Right, so was that a VIP area?
Yeah, no, that wasn't the VIP area. That was just the area I stumbled into. And so I'm sitting there next to the door, and out my peripheral vision, someone walks along and turn around. Who was it? Bill.
Right.
So I was like, hey. So he just stopped and had a chat.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah,
and, we're talking a bit about football.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said to me, I'll tell you something. He said, once this Premier League comes in, he said, it'll just be money. And there'll only be a couple of teams that ever win the Premier League, and they will dominate. And I thought, wise words, Bill.
He's not just Bill, he's like Jesus, isn't he?
Yeah, he just knew what he was talking about, didn't he?
Yeah.
He knew what he was talking about all those years ago, Billy.
Mm.
He's a West Ham fan, he'd be pleased. He's a Hammers fan.
Yeah, he will be pleased.
Yeah, the East End of London's rising. The West End of London, QPR, sinking. Just saying, that's for you, Rob. Send me texts about Stu talking about it. I'll talk about it as well. Anyway, talking to sport.
Yep.
Over the week, I have been watching on Netflix the Last Dance.
All right, so Michael Jordan.
Yeah, and the Bulls from 98. Mm-hmm. Actually, I was in the States in 98, and you could not get a ticket. I was in San Antonio and over Thanksgiving, and there were two games. They were playing the Portland Trail Blazers, and then the next night they were playing the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
You could not get a ticket for that Bulls. Yeah, not for love nor money.
No.
You know, and that was that season, right?
Mm.
But I've been reluctant to watch it because I was like, oh, okay. I really enjoyed it. You know, that behind-the-scenes footage, what went on, it was really interesting to see.
Sure.
You know, and I'm sure it's to do with the way they portrayed it, but I'll tell you what, you got to take your hat off to Michael Jordan for his... You know, his stubbornness and his attention to detail and anything he's ever had, he's deserved because those people treated him poorly.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, the media, you know, they just, they wanted him, when are you going to retire? When's all this? And then he retires and they're like, oh. And then he comes back, they just hounded him, you know. And it was interesting watching the other players talk about him, though.
For sure.
About playing against him and how great he was.
Yeah, yeah.
It was good to watch him.
Greatest of all time, I think.
Well, you know, you watch him shoot and you're just like, he's in the air. I don't know when he's going to come back down, you know. He was great.
I mean, there are plenty of current or former and current players who've had lots of impact, like Kobe Bryant and...
Steve Curry. It's all Steph Curry.
Steph Curry and LeBron James, of course.
Yeah, Harding.
Harding. But I think Jordan was bigger than the game.
Oh, he was a superstar media. Yeah, I mean,
and you talked about it off air, but the individual difference he made to that team.
Yeah,
you know,
it's funny. There was a whole bit about when they signed him to Nike. He didn't want to go to Nike, right?
All right.
He wanted to go to Converse, I think, because Converse were the official shoe of the NBA. Right.
But he wanted some more Chuck Taylors.
Well, everyone was there, right?
Yeah.
Everyone. Converse had signed everyone.
Right.
And I think it was his father who took him to Nike.
Right.
And to go down there, because Nike at the time.
No.
Was just running shoes, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And signed up the deal and,
The rest is history.
The rest is history, as they say, right? Yeah, Air Jordans,
yeah.
It's just a brand and...
That's right.
You know, if you've never seen him play, people know the brand, don't they?
Mm.
Anyway, yeah, so what have you been watching?
So I guess along the same lines, you know, Netflix also has a documentary out. It's not a series, it's just a one-off on Palais.
Right.
Which is a good watch. And it, you know, they wheel him out. He's in, I don't know whether he's at an old folks home or it looks pretty nice, wherever it is.
But yeah, right.
He's old. He's so old. I couldn't believe it. But still pretty coherent in terms of telling stories about his past and very open. Doesn't dodge any questions. And it's really covers the period of time that he got into football, some of the early years, but mostly around the three or four World Cups he was involved in, and the three that he won as
right,
a player.
Yeah, yeah. But that's also, when they gave Brazil the World Cup, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, and then they
made another one,
yeah, the current one. Mm. But also it's a kind of about the political situation in Brazil as well.
Right.
And with the dictatorship that took over there,
yeah,
and how they used Palais as a bit of a marketing ploy. I mean, he was the big guy in Brazil.
Yep.
And so they used him, and some of the criticism he's come in because he kind of allowed that to happen. But then again, I think one person says on the show, "Well, what was he supposed to do? You know, a dictatorship is a dictatorship."
Yeah, you say no to him and see how far you get, right?
That's right.
Try and play with broken legs.
Yeah, you might be able to get away with that in the States and, or some other places, but not in a dictatorship.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah. There is a documentary I've seen before. I think it's called Once in a Lifetime, which is about the New York Cosmos. And, of course, he features in that. So I encourage people to watch that. That's a really good watch. Because that football club was just a party time, really.
Yeah, right.
All those stars that went there.
Yeah. George Best.
Yeah, it was a huge club for a few years, you know, New York Cosmos.
They used to play on AstroTurf, didn't they?
Yeah, and they had all crazy rules.
Oh, yeah, like the shootout one from halfway?
Yeah, because it was American sport, right? Can't have draws.
Have to have a finish, yeah.
Yeah, need a result. So anyway, that Palais documentary is good. There's also one, I think it's on Netflix or it might be on Neon, about Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield.
Oh, right, yeah.
Which is well worth a watch as well. And again, it's just one episode.
Right.
It's ESPN 30 for 30, and they do some good stuff. So I encourage people to watch that as well.
The other thing I squeezed in was The Dawn Wall, about the guy who climbed El Capitan in the Yosemite.
Oh, yeah.
Right, which is, had never been climbed.
Right.
And 19 days he was on that.
Mm.
And the whole backstory, you know, he'd been in Kazakhstan with his girlfriend and been abducted by these terrorists who then he kind of got away from by pushing the last one of them off the mountain.
Wow.
He got rescued. Then he'd cut his finger off and, like, you know, the end of his finger, and people were like, "You're never going to be able to climb."
Mm.
He's like, "Yep, I'm going to do that." And then he just climbs El Capitan.
Wow.
19 days, granite, like ice, and razor sharp, and it's a real story. It's a great story.
It's
if you get vertigo, don't watch it, because it's some serious footage.
It's amazing what people can do, right?
Yeah, that's some resilience, eh?
Yeah.
Right, here we go. This is an old track, way, way back from the 80s, and I remember this is super, super catchy. This is Sugar Falls by The World Party, and you're on Expanding Horizons.
Save me from tomorrow. Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
Offering an eclectic mix for the discerning listener.
I while the girls go do 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 do. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, thank you, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey, sugar, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. She was James Dean for a day. Well, then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that dash. She said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the color girls go, do 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 do. Okay, we can do something really cheesy now if you feel like it. We can all sing along. I know it's lame, but why not? It's gonna make you feel good, I promise. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, go.
Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
That's right. And you are back on Expanding Horizons, and you were just listening to Walk on the Wild Side by Alice Phoebe Lou, maybe the Lou. She chose to do Lou Reed's track.
Yeah.
And before that, we had Mum Said by Cat Kide. And way at the top, we had Ship of Fools by the World Party.
And Walk on the Wild Side's it's a great track, and that's a great version. And Lou Reed's version is classic, of course.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
There's
yeah.
been a few versions. Lots of people have covered it. And there's right. one on YouTube you can find that features Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics.
Yeah.
And,
looking like Johnny Depp, right?
Yeah, looking like, which is you know, apt.
Relevant. Well, we're going to tell the next bit of the story.
Because he's singing a duet with Vanessa Paradis, who was married to Johnny Depp what do we got? Quite a few years, 1998. To 2012, and they had some kids together.
Oh, right. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Yes, Lily Rose Depp. That sounds about right.
Lily Rose.
In any case, this video, you should check it out. It's either the sweetest thing you've ever seen or the creepiest thing you've ever seen.
I thought it was creepy.
Yeah, they're just sitting together under an arch. I don't think it's in a church, and they're just singing the song to each other.
Yeah.
And she's just barely 18.
Yeah, right.
And he's got his sunglasses on, looking like Johnny Depp, as you say.
Yeah, that
like
Johnny Depp beard thing. Yeah, going,
looking like a bit of a creep. I mean, I'm sure he's pushing 40 by that stage, maybe.
Oh, yeah, he would have to have done, wouldn't he?
Yeah. When
the Eurythmics were out in the late 80s, weren't they?
Mm.
And he was 20 then.
Well, let's look it up. Let's see.
You search it up.
Let's see how old Dave's.
Because Annie Lennox, gosh, she's like 60-odd or something, isn't she?
Well, see, Vanessa Paradis now is 48.
Oh, really?
So she's around my age.
No, around your age. Around. Yeah. Did you hear that, folks? Just around. It's a big round.
Oh, no.
Dave Stewart.
Yeah, yep. I want it. He was born in 1952.
Oh, right.
So he's what, 70? Nearly 70? Yeah. 68.
I remember reading a story about Dave Stewart, right?
Mm.
That, what's his name? Who's Van Morrison, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to do some recording with him.
I don't say Van Morrison. If my mate Mike's listening, oh, right. He'll be perking up.
So here's the story, right?
Yeah.
Here's a story for you. So Van Morrison's going to go do some recording with Dave Stewart.
Right.
So he's got his address.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Stewart's living, I don't know, some house in some street in England, right?
Just some house.
So anyway, Van Morrison knocks on the door. Lady answers the door. He says, oh, I'm just here to see Dave. She goes, oh, Dave's not here at the moment, but if you want to come in, come in. Yeah, so Van Morrison, yeah, sure. Van Morrison goes in, sits down at the table, has, you know, a cup of tea, a bit of a chat, maybe an afternoon snack. And she's like, you know, chatting away with Van. And anyway, then Dave turns up, her husband, the painter. It's not Dave Stewart at all. And then, like, he walks in and, like, Van Morrison's sitting at his kitchen table and he's like, oh, I need to know what to say. And Van Morrison's like, oh, I'm here to see Dave Stewart. And he goes, oh, no, he lives up the road, wrong house. But I tell you what, how would you like to come home one day and Van Morrison was sitting at your kitchen table?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is a good story. Yeah,
that's a good story.
I didn't make that up either.
No.
Partly.
No. You couldn't make that up.
You couldn't make that. That's the crazy stuff that happens in the world, hey?
It does.
Hey, I got another track. Another track. Well, another couple of tracks. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to play this Walt Whitman's Niece. This is the opening track on Mermaid Avenue from Billy Bragg and Wilco. Not your mate Wilco you went to school with,
no.
But someone else.
And I always thought Walt Whitman was a president of the United States.
Yeah.
It's not.
Not.
No.
No. Poet.
Poet.
So here we go. Walt Whitman's Niece and you're on Expanding Horizons.
Well, my seaman buddy could recollect. The girl had told us that she was a niece of Walt Whitman, but not which niece. And it takes a night and a girl and a book of this kind a long, long time to find its way back.
Horizons on Plains FM. Somebody came by on the way. Said she had a word to say about things today. Said she hadn't heard the news, hadn't had the time to choose a way to lose, but she believes. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can. The plan for light of time. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows and all night shows in summertime. Said she prayed today for the sky to blow away, or maybe stay. She wasn't sure. For when she thought of summer rain calling for her mind again, lost the pain. Stay for now. Gonna see the river man. Gonna tell him all I can about the band. Feeling free. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows, I don't suppose it's meant for me. Come and go.
We're not after your love on Expanding Horizons, but we'll take a like. Check us out on Facebook.
And you can check us out on Facebook because Stu has that social media thing up and running.
Up and running.
Send us messages.
It's rocking.
See what goes on. That was Nick Drake.
Yep. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah, that's it. That was Riverman by Nick Drake.
That was cool.
And before that, we had Walt Whitman's Niece by Billy Bragg and Wilco.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good. Now, we just as a bit of a preview.
Mm-hmm.
We're, as usual, we're going to be doing New Zealand Music Month in March and April.
Yeah, we like to get ahead of the game.
That's right.
We don't want to do it when everyone else is undoing it.
No, we can't do that. So we've got a lot of artists coming in over the next couple of months.
We do.
Which is exciting, starting with the Raw Collective, as you mentioned earlier.
They'll be playing on Thursday, yep. Won't they, at the Castle's Blue Smoke down in Woolston.
And we've got Lyndon coming back, so that'll
on
be
the 13th.
We'll put our feet up that day.
Yeah, yeah. We won't do any talking. He'll do it all.
Rob's coming in, of course.
Well, we have the same thing. Yep. Right, Rob will be back. And he'll be
talking about
the
his little side project.
Bridgepin.
And we've got other artists lined up as well. Hopefully we'll have the Encouragement Kid back in after a couple of years.
Yeah.
So that'll be good too. So every week, another artist.
And just talking of Rob, I'm just going to find it.
Where to find Sign of the Firebird, Canterbury's number one rock covers band.
Right. He's busy this weekend. He's the Rob boy. And he's at the Turf Bar at Parklands tonight from 7:30.
Yep.
And then in the afternoon, you can just get along to the Mac at 3 p.m. And Rob will be playing there.
Sit back at the Mac.
Yeah. Mm. And if he looks a bit sad, it's probably because QPR have played. Hey, Rob. But, yeah, get along and see them. So, yeah, we've got a whole heap of stuff coming up.
Which is exciting because we love the live acts in here.
Yeah, it's good, hey? Mm. And a 10-piece ensemble of the Raw Collective, trying to squeeze them in. I think get the tickets under the radar if you want to get along there Thursday night. It'll be a good Thursday night jam for people, right?
Very much so.
Get along and see the Raw Collective and see their new album. Get your dancing shoes on because you'll definitely be doing that.
That's right. The other good thing about having artists in here, it means that people are coming to Christchurch to play music.
Yeah, I think that's great as well, isn't it?
Yeah, or local musicians are just out and about, which is good.
And getting some air time and getting some face-to-face time with some fans, hey?
That's right.
So cool. I did talk to Steph Beck last night and she said to me that she is just about to record an EP, I think. So I said to her, make sure. And she was... Yeah, we'll come back in.
Good.
Come back in. Good. And so we look forward to seeing Steph.
Absolutely.
She's got something up her sleeve.
Hmm.
Anyway.
It's only good.
That's about us done, isn't it, really?
It is. It's another Saturday, another show done.
Whizzed by. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah.
It's all good. James, if you're out there listening, or Bill. Yeah, it's good to hear you. Good to know you're having a listen.
Hmm.
Bill and Annie, they might be listening. So, right.
Yeah, it's our dedicated followers of Expanding Horizons.
That's right. Okay, so it's probably time that we got up.
And got down.
And we got outside. And we'll see you later.
See you next week.